What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Practice has wrapped up here. Another day of joint practices with the Miami Dolphins. Our football coverage on 97.1 The Ticket is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And we continue our coverage here from Lions training camp. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, and DJ Reed is here. New Detroit Lion. More importantly, who do we got with us, DJ?
I got my daughter, Kinsley. She want to sit in my lap.
Okay.
So it's all good. You going to sit, KK?
you want the
Sharpie? Yeah, she loves Sharpies. got some paper?
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead.
Draw whatever you want.
Do your thing.
Here,
we want to put it up.
There we go. Now we working.
Yeah. Let's see what she comes up with.
Oh, let me see your artwork.
All right. So how are you enjoying your time as a Lion so far?
I'm loving it. We work. It's competition every day. You know, when we play against the offense, you know, on defense we want to dominate, and vice versa on offense they want to dominate. So it's iron sharpens iron, and it felt good to, you know, compete against somebody else these last 2 days and get work in from a different group of wide receivers and a different group of men. So it was great work at this joint practice today and yesterday.
I think this is your fourth team that you've been with in the NFL. Can you compare the different training camps and what they're like?
Yeah. my time on the Jets, the training camps were really competitive as well. But I think being here, the competition is just a little bit more. I was talking to somebody, like, the live tackling periods was like that was like that brought back like the old school days of when you're young and you know, you get up and you got to, you know, make the tackle. So things like that are pretty cool, and it makes it very youthful and makes the energy feel better. But we're definitely getting after it. We're getting in great football shape. We're starting to increase our reps at practice. And, yeah, we're just getting better. That's the goal, is just to get better every day.
Now that you're here and you're seeing this training camp, is it no surprise why Dan Campbell's been successful as a head coach?
Yeah, it's no surprise. Everything makes sense. You know, one thing that Coach Campbell does a lot of is situational football, whether it's walkthroughs, whether it's in the meetings. He's always talking about situations. And that's ultimately what the game comes down to, is, you know, two minute end of half, 2 minute end of game and stuff like that. And he definitely emphasizes that. So, you know, when those moments happen, it makes sense why, you know, we more than likely come out on top.
Your season ends with the Jets. You go home, you get to watch the playoffs, see what unfolds there. You start planning where you want to be. How did it unfold that you came to be a Detroit Lion, and, you know, how did all that contact kind of work out?
Well, I didn't really know I was going to be a Detroit Lion until free agency came. I know they had interest after the combine, but a lot of teams did. But yeah, when free agency, you know, the tampering period happened, you know, they showed interest, and, you know, it was a very intriguing place. The two safeties that I was going to be playing with, Amik, the nickel, was very, you know, it just made sense. Then you got Hutch, on the D-line, you know, you got Campbell, you got everybody. So, I mean, it just made sense for me to go there and, you know, be a piece. And, you know, my goal is to win a Lombardi, and, you know, we have the guys to do it. Just got to stay healthy and, you know, just take it one day at a time.
You laugh when you say Hutch, and I think everybody laughs when I say, because now that we've seen him and he's back, he's healthy, that he healed up from the broken leg, because that was a big concern for Lions fans in the offseason. But, I mean, you see what he's like in practice now, ready to go 100%, knowing he would have made a big difference for the team last year in the playoffs, and he wasn't available to him along with several other guys. But what do you see from this guy?
You know, in the NFL, you have we like to joke, but in the NFL you have, like, man boys, like man amongst boys, and, you know, every team has one. He's that one on our team. Like, he's just different. Obviously, if you look at him, he's a specimen. But just the technicality he plays with and the hand movement, the explosiveness, he has the strength to beat you. He has the finesse. I don't want to say he perfected the DN position, but, like, if you go and create a DN, you probably want him to be like Hutch, you know, Hutch, like a Nick Bosa type of guy. So he's like that.
DJ
he's
Reed, one of one. DJ Reed with us here on 97.1, a ticket from the Lions secondary. Have you had much of a time to look at what Terrion Arnold is bringing to the table? Because last year, a bunch of penalties early. They calmed down in the second half of the season. He played more reps in man coverage than any other corner. Well, what do you see with this young kid opposite of you?
T.A. is ready. He's ready. You know, I didn't know him last year, but, you know, when he came into camp, he was ready. You know, he wasn't turning down anything. He was winning all of his one-on-ones. And then it transitioned to team periods. The confidence he's playing with, you know, the smack talking, you know, he's ready to prove, you know, himself right and everybody wrong. And he's made that very clear, you know, on social media and in person. But, you know, he's out looking to prove, you know, that he's one of the ones. And I definitely see it. And we just have to let it transition into the regular season.
Does he ever stop talking?
T.A. Hey, T.A. is a one-on-one guy, man. I never met anybody like T.A. That's he's authentically himself, and I love that. Just this morning, he just brought up some random facts to me, and I'm like, bro, it's 8 in the morning. I'm like, bro, he brought up 3 different subjects to me. I'm like, bro, it's 8 in the morning, bro. Can we just eat? Can we eat breakfast and just chill, bro?
What do you got? What do you say?
Oh, man. I don't even know if I can't say it on the radio.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
I can't say it on the radio.
Understood. Certainly not with your daughter in your hand. You look at what this team is and what they want to be, and you know, you came from a team. You talk about Iron Sheik.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Sharpening iron. You got to go up against practice last year against Aaron Rodgers quite a bit. You've got Jared Goff here. Talk about this offense, man, and what this offense does. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamison Williams. These are the guys you're going against every day in practice.
Yeah, man. I would just say the offense is definitely special. First, it starts with Goff. You know, he's just a pro's pro. And then the old linemen, they're great. You look at Sewell, he's, you know, one of one. Then the tight ends. Tight ends are great players. The running back duos, best duo in the league. Knuckles and Sonic. Then you got, you know, arguably, which I think is the best receiver duo as well, in J-Mo and Saint. J-Mo, you got to respect his speed or he's going to run by you. And Saint, he could do everything. And he's just a tough cover. And Goff is going to get him the ball. And he's going to catch the ball whether he's double-teamed or not. So it's a problem. Our offense is a problem for other teams.
Well, we appreciate your time. People can't see it, but your daughter's adorable.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I told you she's going to go to town.
She
I
did.
I like what you're drawing.
I think it's spaghetti.
That's beautiful. Yeah. What did you draw? What is that?
An owl.
What is it?
An owl.
An owl?
Okay, interesting.
Let's show the feed here to the cameras. This is an owl.
That's an owl.
That's an owl right there.
Owl by KK.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Hey, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Of course.
DJ Reed, welcome to Detroit.
Come on, we're done.
With his adorable daughter. It is Carson Anderson. We're at the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions. Much more to do. Stick with us here on 97.1 The Ticket.